Mark the Evangelist, whose feast day falls on the 25th of April. The evangelist with the winged lion as symbol, and an evangelist to whom is dedicated a church right in the heart of Rome. Stay tuned as I visit there with a professor of fine arts. She's Breda Innes, a familiar voice to listeners.
The Basilica of St. Mark the Evangelist.
The church you know is there, but you never see it.
That's right.
Until you have a reason to go there.
Once you get into the church, if you make a beeline for the Confessio, which kind of hides the apse in a way, you'll find a fresco of St. Mark. Needless to say, this church is dedicated to St. Mark. St. Mark the Evangelist?
Yes, big surprise.
The hand here somehow seems a little bit familiar. I think we've spoken about this artist before. He's from the 1600s and his name is?
Yeah, Romanelli. Romanelli, 1627 more or less, or 1627, 67, whatever. And as you can see, it takes up the entire central part of the bottom part of the apse. And again, this is famous for the fact that it was done in 6 days in honour of a war, or a battle, let's say, won by two generals from Venice, one of whom was from the family Marcello. So here we are with this allegory of Venice, where you have St. Mark with flowing red robes and a pale lilac robe underneath. He's defending the faith, which of course these battles were about, which is represented by a woman up on the left-hand side, right up in the corner, in an area of light, this woman holding a cross. And then underneath, you see the lion with some little angels. And over on the other side, there are a couple of other angels. And then a defeated person in the battle just lying on the ground. So it's Mark portrayed almost in military terms here. You see Mark in a role that you don't normally link to him. But I suppose when you think of the battles fought to defend the faith, logical that in certain moments maybe you'd have this combination of gospel, evangelist and military person. But as you can see, the very Baroque painting, or let's say, it's a mix of Baroque and Mannerist in the style of Federico Zuccari here. It's divided up beautifully. In the background, you have this sky of blue. And then in the intermediary areas there, just to highlight the figures, you have these sort of grey clouds floating around St. Mark, around the woman holding the cross. And then it clears up very much so on the right-hand side, where you have more temporal figures lying on the ground, and little trees in the background in the right-hand corner. And then below, a lion lying on the ground, looking actually a little bit bored, to be quite frank. Obviously, the symbol of this evangelist is the lion, and he's accompanying him everywhere, in every image you see of St. Mark from time immemorial. But maybe it's the artist had a little sense of humour, that he puts him in almost like a human position, the way he's just sort of flat out on the floor thinking, oh, I'm exhausted after the battle. A little irony, a little fun there. And maybe the artist himself, who had to do the painting, the fresco, in 6 days, was exhausted as well. But it's a glorious, dramatic figure of St. Mark here, because generally he's portrayed as an older man and rather sedate, etc. Here you have him sort of widely gesturing. See all these lovely diagonal movements. His right hand is pointing towards the woman who represents faith. His left hand is pointed down towards the angels and the lion. Then his right leg is going out towards the other side of the painting. So there's like a torsion. He is the figure holding everything that happens in this fresco together. He's a sort of catalyst. He's the centre of the hurricane, let's say. Yes, he's the centre of the hurricane.
That goes for the movement. And what about the colour, Breda? How would you comment on that?
Well,
it's very soft, isn't it?
Yeah, very soft and pale, probably a little bit faded with time as well. I would imagine that the original colours here were stronger. But here you have, as you can see, pale pink and red on the robes of Mark. And then what would have been a pale violet robe as well. Then our lion below is palish brown. And then the lady who's representing the faith, holding the cross. Again, she seems like a sort of grey-white figure lost in an attenuated yellow glow. And if you look down at the end, you can see there are little steps. The top of the choir, in order to give this fresco a sense of distance from the choir below. The painter was very smart. He put two steps with the perspective to push the painting back into the wall to give a sense of that you're walking out of the actual area and into a space behind the main altar. And this was a very common thing you see in the paintings of the Renaissance, and also you see in lots of paintings in Venice as well. So there are little elements of Venice. You can feel the sense of Venice here.
It's very much linked to Venice, this church, because it's the titular church, yes, of the Patriarch of Venice, yes, and has been for a while.
Yes, you can see there are many tombs of Venetian figures here. St. Mark, he's buried in Venice, so there's a very strong link. So it's Mark, the Lion, Venice, Rome, the Pope. You just get this strong kind of friendly link for the Venetians in Rome.
Thanks there go to Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Innes, who's currently working at the American University of Rome. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.